This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Denver is opening a drive-up testing site for COVID-19 tomorrow at the Pepsi Center. Mayor Michael Hancock says it can handle 500 nasal swab tests a day and can be performed by the person needing the test. Hancock says go to denvergov.org to register for testing or call 311 for assistance if you can't get to the site. The mayor says any metro area resident with at least one symptom of coronavirus infection can get tested at Pepsi Center. Colorado's unemployment filings continue to decline for the fifth week in a row. CPR's Taylor Allen has more.
Nearly 18,000 Coloradans filed for regular unemployment benefits last week. Officials paid out nearly $90 million in benefits last week alone, more than four times the average amount during the Great Recession. And nearly 8,000 gig workers and the self-employed filed claims. Before COVID-19, they weren't eligible. Over the past 2 months, nearly 480,000 people filed for unemployment benefits in Colorado. The industry's hardest hit include food services, retail, and entertainment. I'm Taylor Allen, CPR News.
The nation's largest nonprofit blood bank has a critical shortage in Colorado. Vitalant spokeswoman Brooke Way says supplies have been significantly impacted by the pandemic.
We've had over 700 blood drives canceled in the Colorado, Wyoming, and Rapid City region. And that's resulted in a loss of blood donations that we were not able to collect.
Way says Vitalant has missed out on more than 15,000 donations and is urging healthy people to donate, especially type O, A negative, and B negative. Donors and staff are required to wear a face mask. Coming up, thousands of Colorado high school seniors are still debating whether they should go to college, turned off by the prospect of online classes. One senior is going no matter what. She says she's come too far and gone through too much to stop now.
I learned to quiet my emotions because they made me look weak. I learned to silence my voice because no one around me seemed to care.
CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has her story in 10 minutes on CPR News. 71 in Denver, 61 in Vail, 80 in Pueblo. This is CPR News.